Today on Gardening in a Minute, Christmas tree selection and care. It's almost time for the holiday season, and nothing feels more festive than decorating a real Christmas tree. You can purchase a pre-cut Christmas tree, cut one yourself at a local tree farm, or select a potted living tree. Before selecting your tree, be sure you know how much room you have. There's nothing worse than buying a Christmas tree that's too big for your home. When choosing a cut tree, look for signs of dryness or deterioration, such as excessive needle loss. Before placing your tree in a sturdy stand, give the trunk a fresh cut so that it can take up water. Check the reservoir daily to make sure that it's full. You want to provide the tree with plenty of water to keep it green and healthy. For more information about Christmas trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, LED Christmas lights. Rather than pull out your old Christmas lights, this year consider switching to new LED Christmas lights. The technology behind LEDs makes them much more energy efficient than traditional lights. LED bulbs can last up to 100,000 hours, so there's far less chance that you'll be stuck with the dreaded task of searching for a blown out bulb. LED lights are also cheaper to operate. Replacing standard Christmas lights with LED lights can reduce your energy consumption by a whopping 99%. The bulbs are less likely to break and run at cooler temperatures, making them a safer choice for use on Christmas trees or in outdoor lighting displays. Let LED Christmas lights make your holiday traditions more modern and safe. For more information about holiday lighting and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, living Christmas trees. Living Christmas trees create memories that last a lifetime. They can be enjoyed indoors during the holidays and outdoors in the landscape throughout the year. Select from a variety of container-grown trees that are suited for Florida, including red cedar, Arizona cypress, sand pine, and in South Florida, Norfolk Island pine. Think beyond the holidays by selecting a tree whose mature size will work well in your landscape. While it's inside, keep your tree moist but not flooded, and remember that an extended indoor stay could harm your tree. Once the tree has been planted in the landscape, you can decorate it every holiday season with yard-brightening tinsel, ornaments, and outdoor lights. Make holiday memories last by planting a living Christmas tree in your landscape. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, gifts for the gardener. The holidays are the perfect time to show your favorite gardener how much you care. There are wonderful gardening gifts for every price range, from just a few dollars to many hundreds, and there's something for every taste. Buy the gardener you love a complete gardening tool set, or just one or two single, high-quality items, like pruning shears with replaceable blades, or a spade, shovel, or rake. Gardening shoes, clogs, or boots are great utilitarian items for those of us who like to dig in the dirt, although your gardener would call it soil. And gloves and hats often need to be replaced. Ideas for other presents include wheelbarrows, bird feeders, bat houses, or fountains. Indulge your favorite gardener's passion with holiday gifts from the heart. For more information about gardening gifts and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hobby greenhouses. A hobby greenhouse can change a gardener's life. With one in your backyard, you can grow tropical plants year-round or get a head start on seasonal plants. Greenhouses come in many sizes and range in price from several hundred to many thousands of dollars. If you'd like a greenhouse, do a little research and decide whether you want to build one yourself or buy a kit. A few simple hand tools are usually all you need, and most materials can be purchased at building supply stores or from greenhouse companies. You can cover your greenhouse with plastic, glass, or polycarbonate materials. Plastic-covered greenhouses may be the easiest and least expensive to assemble. Your finished greenhouse could make your neighbors green with envy. For more information about greenhouses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.